Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A wind advisory continues until 6 p.m. tonight. 76 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southwest 20 to 25 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 68.
Mid-America Network News. A Pittsburgh woman has died after a rollover crash on K3 in Crawford County. It happened Saturday night. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 53-year-old Ann Edgett of Pittsburgh was traveling northbound on K3 in a 2004 Saturn View around 9 p.m. Officials say the car veered off the roadway to the right and Edgett overcorrected, crossing the center line. The vehicle proceeded across the southbound lane and into the southbound ditch where it overturned onto its roof. Edgett was pronounced dead at the scene. Preliminary estimates reported by the Kansas Department of Labor show a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.7% in March. This is unchanged from last month and unchanged from 2.7% in March of 2023. Private education and health services added 9,000 jobs, while government jobs increased by 5,400. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Riley County Police are investigating the theft of more than $1,000 in lottery tickets over the weekend from a Manhattan business. The theft was reported around 5:45 p.m. Saturday at the ShopQuick store. According to Riley County Police officials, an unknown masked man entered the business and stole $1,100 worth of lottery tickets. No arrests have been made. Anyone with information is asked to call the Manhattan Riley County Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. Beef contaminated with a potentially deadly form of E. coli got used in ground beef products sent to retail stores and food service institutions. According to a Saturday night USDA Food Safety Inspection Service public health alert. Which retail stores and exactly what is meant by food service institutions was not clear in the alert. Be sure to cook ground beef to an internal temperature of 160 degrees. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska Legislature passed nearly every item on Thursday's agenda, but the Nebraska Legislature likely keeps the fight over school choice alive. While the Opportunity Scholarship Act, more commonly known as school choice, which gives tax credits to private schools, has been faced with more than the possibility that voters could reject the bill in November. But senators like Ben Gardin have raised further questions about taxes overall.
It's beyond time to strike down Nebraska tax policy and start over. We need to give birth, not try to resurrect. We need to transform, not tweak. We need courage, not convenience. Bring on the special session. It's time to be transformational. It's time to be courageous.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Elaine Bowers announced her candidacy for re-election, representing the 36th Senate District, which includes Marshall and Washington, as well as Clay, Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Osborne, Ottawa, Phillips, Republic, Rooks, Russell, and Smith counties. Bowers has served the Senate since 2013 and was previously a House member elected first in 2007. She is from Concordia. Marshall County Treasurer Angie Price is filed for re-election. She was appointed February of this year with the retirement of Jimmy Ellenbecker and will run on the Democratic ticket. Marysville was runner-up in nationwide voting through USA Today as best small town in the Midwest. Among communities under 25,000 population, Madison, Indiana, a town of just over 12,000 residents, won first. The only other Kansas community in the top 10 was Council Grove, finishing third place behind Marysville. Online voting was conducted in March. Washington County Commissioners' last meeting interviewed Ryan Kern of Washington, one of two finalists for County Economic Development and Tourism Director. A second finalist will be interviewed from among six applications for the post. Annual free days at the Washington County Landfill are coming up May 2nd through the 4th. Nemahal County Commissioners advise they're still receiving organization requests for American Rescue Plan funds. Those interested should contact County Administrator Mike Miller. Gage County officials are considering options as to a bridge closure over Indian Creek at the east edge of Pickerel, which was closed earlier this month due to deficiencies on the bridge deck. A detour has been designated north at the intersection with Southwest 2nd Road. Average daily traffic count is over 700 vehicles. USD 108, Washington County approved hiring Jordan Carlson as junior senior high principal, replacing Brock Funk, who is taking a post as principal at Great Bend High School. A native of Thayer, Kansas, Carlson and her family live north of Clay Center. She's been teaching at Clay Center High School the past 7 years. Your news on your time. A podcast of our morning and midday. News blocks are available on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Marysville Chamber and Main Street recently initiated the Marysville Sparklers program, a group of several dozen volunteers that have moved forward to take care of the city's plantings. Laura Richters was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and talked about her involvement in the program.
I don't work or anything, so I really enjoy volunteering. You know, it's just something that I can do, and I do like seeing, I mean, I've done all the parks at different times, and I really do enjoy seeing them. You know, once we usually do this like from March through October, you know, that's the general time, because then fall and winter comes, and you don't have to do much then, and it's just enjoyable for me to see things get better looking and everything starts to green up, and it just makes everything look better and makes everyone feel better. When people walk by, you know, they do say thank you, we appreciate, you know, things are looking good and we appreciate you doing this. So that's good for the town.
Terry B. Lukaroth, age 68, of Centralia, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Terry Lukaroff. Kenneth F. Reith, age 86 of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 1 until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Reith.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from late this morning until early this evening. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southwest winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms are possible early Tuesday morning, then sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy skies Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Mostly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then showers and thunderstorms continue Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 20 and 25 and gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 67, record high on this date, 94. The average low, 43, and the record low, 25. Sunset this evening, 8:08. Sunrise in the morning at 6:44.
KNDY. Your bedroom is probably too warm for a good night's sleep. We've got the latest in sleep research today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, April 21st, the 112th day of the year. Actor Tony Danza celebrates a birthday, and the musical Annie opened on Broadway on this day in 1977. Recent studies by sleep experts reveal that your bedroom is probably warmer than it should be for a good night's sleep. They found that those who sleep in cool bedrooms, in the low 60s, for example, sleep longer and are more alert in the morning than those who sleep in warmer bedrooms. A warmer environment is at odds with the body's need to lower core temperature and heart rate. There's no consensus on the ideal sleeping temperature, but the National Sleep Foundation says it probably falls somewhere between 60 and 67. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more, visit almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Baseball season continues as we go further into the late spring and early summer. Kansas City wrapped up their three-game series over the Baltimore Orioles at home at Kauffman Stadium over the weekend. They now have a four-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays, also at home, starting tonight with first pitch at 6:40 and going through Thursday. By Friday, Kansas City heads back on the road to Detroit to take on the Tigers for a three-game series before heading up to Toronto for another three-game series there. In minor league baseball, we'll bring it back to the state of Kansas as the Wichita Wind Surge are off today before heading back on the road to San Antonio for a six-game series starting tomorrow. The Wind Surge have been at home for the past week taking on Tulsa, as the Wind Surge right now are still sitting at the bottom of the Texas League North with an overall 1-10 record for the season. Right now, Springfield is sitting atop the Texas League North, followed by Arkansas, Tulsa, and Northwest Arkansas. Mid-American Network Sports.
Baseball fans, support your hometown Shockers this spring. With new head coach Brian Green, the Shockers are playing an exciting brand of baseball, and new enhancements to the outfield experience on Coleman Hill at X Stadium have turned each game into a can't-miss event. Bring in a cooler filled with your own food and beverages out to Coleman Hill for a fun and cheap outing at the ballpark. Select alcoholic beverages are permitted. Restrictions apply, and fans must be 21 to drink. View upcoming games and grab your tickets today. Visit goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
Blackberry Smoke, the Be Right Here Tour, is coming to Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Friday, May 10th, Blackberry Smoke. Get your tickets for Blackberry Smoke at SevenClans.com. The Casino Players Club. Charge by phone, 866-966-1777. Blackberry Smoke, in an all-ages show, only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk.
The brother to Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce, has made the announcement on his latest episode of his New Heights podcast that he has recently lost his Super Bowl ring by swimming in a pool of chili. Kank News reports the event happened during the recent Great Lom Baby Games, a live show that's hosted by the brothers, in which different teams compete in ridiculous games. Or they say one of the challenges was participants to wade through a pool of Skyline chili searching for the replica Super Bowl rings tied to socks. They say, however, that one of the replicas was actually Jason Kelce's genuine ring that he won with the Philadelphia Eagles back in 2018. In the statement during the podcast, he said, quote, "We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area. I didn't think that would happen." In other news, the Kansas Jayhawks have announced that A.J. Storr, a guard from Wisconsin, has officially signed on as a transfer to the Jayhawks for the upcoming basketball season.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight. With the addition to the league of several new baseball and softball teams, to go along with all of the record-setting athletes in track and golf, I could not be more excited for the spring sports season here in the Twin Valley League. Along with the great coverage you'll get here on KNDY, I invite you to come over to TVLSpotlight.com for the scores, stats, and stories of all things TVL. That's TVLSpotlight.com, a service of KNDY Radio.
Have you ever wondered what sets Sunflower Community Credit Union apart from the rest? It's the power of ownership. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you're not just a customer. You're a member and an owner. Sunflower Community Credit Union is a member-owned, nonprofit financial institution that places our members' needs as our top priority. We're here to help you grow your savings, manage your finances, and achieve your dreams. Visit Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, where ownership matters.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Turnkey custom home builds with Inline Construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The great courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Spring flowers, colorful fruit, and brilliant red fall color make aronia, also known as chokeberry, a welcome addition to any landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This native shrub is hardy in zones 3 to 9, grows in full sun to partial shade, and once established, tolerates wet to dry soil. Its adaptability makes it a perfect candidate for a rain garden. The spectacular red fall color is comparable to that of the invasive burning bush. Aronia's flowers and fruit add to its ornamental and wildlife appeal. The astringent black fruit are higher in antioxidants than blueberries and are considered one of the superfoods along with kale. They're credited for reducing blood pressure, inflammation, risk of heart attacks, and more. The berries can be found in juices and food supplements at the supermarket. Cooks are including these fruits in jams, jellies, and desserts, and others are fermenting them into wine. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
There will be an estate auction with mechanics, tools, and etc. for the Gary Jorgensen Trust Saturday, April 27th, sale at 10 a.m. at 709 North 10th in Marysville. Selling a Snap-on gloss black rolling tool cabinet, Snap-on 50-ton hydraulic press, Snap-on vertical 80-gallon 230-volt air compressor. Selling a forklift, it's a propane 3-ton forklift, 6,000-pound engine stand, a lathe, milling machine, tap and die sets, offset wrenches, torque wrench, impact wrenches, and more. Plus catalogs, manuals, and miscellaneous. This estate auction for the Gary Jorgensen Trust, Saturday, April 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 709 North 10th in Marysville. Homestead and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Everyone knows John Wilkes Booth as the assassin of President Lincoln. However, before his deadly deed in April of 1865, he was a well-known actor, and he left quite a favorable impression on the residents of one Missouri town. The intriguing story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In January of 1864, actor John Wilkes Booth was in a production in St. Joseph, Missouri. He was ready to head back to the East Coast to attend the wedding of a friend. However, a blizzard forced the trains to a halt at Brookfield, Missouri.
At that point, everyone had to wait. They couldn't go anywhere at the time because of the weather. The Toohey's, one of the families that lived here, invited Booth to stay at their home while, you know, everything was getting ready to continue on the trip.
As Michael Crutcher explains, the folks in Brookfield were honored to have Booth spend the night in their town.
Booth was a famous actor, so he was doing little renditions for family and the people that came to see him, and he was just considered a popular hit for the night.
The train was ready to resume its trip, and Booth was appreciative of the hospitality in Brookfield.
The next morning, he gave the Toohey's a small little photograph of himself that he signed as kind of just a little thank you gift for letting him stay. And so then he went on his way.
It wasn't uncommon to get a photo of Booth. Folks here proudly displayed it for a little over a year.
He would keep a lot of those little photographs with him to pass out to people. After Lincoln's assassination, people did not want to be associated, so they would destroy anything because they didn't want to be tied in case people were starting to accuse them of being a conspirator.
The photos are long gone, but the stories remain of the evening John Wilkes Booth was stranded in town, entertaining citizens and leaving them a photo as a thank you for their hospitality. Traveling the countryside in Brookfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
You don't need a huge garden to grow a bumper crop of vegetables. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Raised bed gardens have a lot of benefits, and here's how to build one as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I have a raised bed garden in my yard for growing everything from tomatoes to green beans. It's easy to weed and there are no compaction problems because I don't walk on it. Raised beds warm up earlier in the spring and dry out faster, so you get a jump start on the planting season. Brooke Edmonds is a commercial horticulturist with Oregon State University Extension. She says you can just mound up soil and plant into it or use some sort of framing material to hold the soil in place.
So that could be pressure treated wood. You can use concrete blocks, cinder blocks, but you can get really creative. Some folks have old watering troughs, just drill some extra drain holes in the bottom, and then you can fill that up with a soil mix and plant that out. There's lots of great custom designs out there.
The soil for a raised bed depends on the quality of your native soil. If it's good soil, you can rototill it and raise it up a few inches. If it's made of heavy clay or has lots of sand, it's best to buy garden soil that is well draining and has organic matter in it.
Usually folks may buy a bulk load, have that delivered, and use it to fill their raised bed. I wouldn't necessarily recommend potting soil. One, it's a little bit more expensive, and sometimes it has things like perlite or other things mixed in, which will basically like float to the top of your bed. But look for a well-draining garden soil. Take a look at it before you buy it. You may want to also purchase some compost or well-composted manures to mix into that to just help with the drainage.
How deep should the bed be? Edmund says the soil should be deep enough to support the roots of what you're growing. Learn more about raised bed gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
No shortage of setbacks these days for those shipping ag products. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Consider the many stumbling blocks now for ag commodity shippers, both natural and man-made. Mike Steenhook is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
It could be a weather-induced issue like drought, say on the Mississippi River or in Panama, or it could be a terrorist attack like at the Suez Canal. It could be, obviously, the global pandemic was the quintessential example of that. But there's a lot of these reasons why our supply chains are not operating as efficiently as we need them to be. And it's just kind of adding one more obstacle to profitability of our industry, and that includes soybean farmers.
Steenhook says product is still getting through, but alternatives often involve more time and expense.
We're sure happy we have a quality rail infrastructure that can routinely provide service, but then also is a position to pick up additional volumes when you have challenges with river transportation. But when you're making some of that modal shift from your option A to your option B, there's usually a cost associated with that. And so it's just one more challenge, one more additional cost that agricultural exporters are confronted with.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Last time, we had a chance to catch up with USDA livestock analyst, Jill Shagham. He provides the findings of the April Cattle on Feed report.
The number of cattle on feed on April 1st was about 11.8 million head, which was about 1% above a year ago. During March, about 1.7 million head of cattle were placed, which was about 12% below 2023. During March, feedlots marketed about 1.7 million head of cattle, which was about 14% below a year ago. However, that has to be adjusted by the fact there were two fewer slaughter days during March. When you make those adjustments, the marketing is on a per-day basis were actually about 5% below a year ago. The report also gave us a breakout by sex of the cattle on feed on April 1st, which gives us an indication of the proportion of those animals on feed were heifers and heifer calves. And on April 1st, 2024, there were just under 4.6 million head of heifers and heifer calves on feed, which was about 1% above a year ago, but as a proportion of the number of total animals on feed was about 38.5% compared to about 38.7% a year earlier.
Again, that's USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham. Now, in other news, AccuWeather forecasters say the spring severe weather season may quickly shift into high gear with favorable tornado conditions in the final days of April and through the first 2 weeks of May. Quote, it's the time of the year when you don't have to wait long for one severe weather outbreak to give way to another, says long-range forecaster Joe Lundberg of AccuWeather. Springtime is a severe weather time of year, and we expect that this May will be no exception. A cold front will move across the Midwest, Ohio Valley, and the Northeast starting on April 23rd. It will stall out across the South Central Plains and in the Northern Gulf states by April 25th and 26th. Showers and thunderstorms can develop along the Central Plains. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
Knowing when to make the first cutting of alfalfa requires a couple of things. Understand the stages of plant growth and your forage goals on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Spot less. Introducing the cleanup for tar spot, gray leaf spot, southern rust, and more. Novel next generation Adastrio fungicide broadens your spectrum and strengthens your residual when it comes to foliar disease control in corn. Visit your FMC retailer or adastrio.ag.fmc.com to clean up this season. Follow 2EE for tar spot management in corn. Valid until 1/31/28. Always read and follow all label directions.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
First cutting of alfalfa is both an art and a science. The calendar isn't a reliable method because weather conditions can vary so much from year to year. Harvesting alfalfa should depend on your objectives and the relative feed value you need from it. Bruce Anderson is an extension forage specialist at the University of Nebraska. He says one way of knowing when to cut is understanding the stages of growth. As alfalfa gets taller, the forage quality changes.
We've seen that typically during that first growth in the year, the acid detergent fiber, the nutri-detergent fiber, the digestibility of that nutri-detergent fiber, they all change by nearly half a point per day during the springtime. The relative feed value, the RFQ, will often change 3 or 4 points per day as that alfalfa plant gets more mature.
Using a PQ stick or the scissors clip method and lab analysis can fine-tune when the alfalfa quality is where you want it to be. Anderson recommends repeating this every 2 to 3 days.
As we do that, we can see how fast the quality of our alfalfa is changing on a daily basis and use that rate of change to predict when the alfalfa will be at our desired level in the future. That way we can be ready for that harvest.
Good timing is critical because relative forage quality can drop 10 to 15 points between cutting and baling time. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about cutting alfalfa to meet your forage goals at agriculture.com.
planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we pass through midday here on this Monday day of trade, now April 22nd of 2024, we're seeing mostly higher numbers pretty much across the board, sharply higher in the cattle markets. It's been a nice positive day. April live cattle up 242 and 183.90. June's up 272, trading at 178.40. Same story for the feeder cattle markets. The April contract up $1.45, trading at 242.77. May's up 397 at 245.97. And noteworthy, there is as much as a $5 to near $6 gain in later futures for the feeder cattle markets. Higher in the lean hogs as well. May lean hogs up 70 cents to 96.92. June's up to 105.72. That's a gain of 90 cents on the day. Into the grains, pretty much all green all throughout. May corn up 6 1/4, trading at 439 3/4. July's up to 450 a bushel. That's up 7 cents on the day. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat having a whale of a day. May Kansas City wheat currently up 18 1/4 to 599 3/4. July's up 20 3/4 cents, trading at 603 3/4, and higher in the oats as well. May oats currently up 2 3/4 to 361 1/2. Mostly higher in the soybeans. The beans market themselves with a nice double-digit jump today. May beans up 15 1/4 to 1165 3/4. July's up 15 1/2 to 1181 a bushel. May soy meal up 170 to 345.40. However, the soybean oil market also trending higher. May currently up 93 points at 45.31, and cotton also in the green. May cotton up 87 at 79.56. Taking a look now into the metals, it's a sharp decline for both gold and silver. April gold's down $66.90 per ounce, trading at $2,331.50 per ounce. May silver's down a full $1.61 at $27.23 per ounce, and the dollar index also just slightly lower today. The June dollar down a point at 105.97.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Van in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
As the weather turns warm, it may be time to breathe new life into your outdoor space. Visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today to browse their wide selection of premium lawn fertilizers and insect repellents, grass seed, potting soil, and lawn tools to make the job easier. All the gardening essentials for whether you're a seasoned green thumb or a budding enthusiast, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have what you need to grow something beautiful this year.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As cattle producers are getting their livestock ready for pasture, one thing to keep in mind is parasites. K-State veterinarian in the diagnostic lab, Greg Hanselcheck, focuses on the internal parasite, worms, and the impact they can have on calves. He explains how they are found in all cattle, but usually only affect them at a certain age.
Internal parasites, we can find those in every animal and every herd. But once a bovine gets to year and a half of age, they have developed an immunity to the internal parasites or the worms. And yes, they do carry them, but they're going to keep the population of the internal parasites at a level that's not going to hurt them production-wise. It's the baby calves, their first exposure to the internal parasites. When they consume those are the animals that are going to actually take the hit for the internal parasites.
Handelcheck says what cattle producers need to do to help reduce parasite exposure. He also explains resistance that is being seen in the cattle industry and how to not make it worse.
So we want to keep the pasture as clean as possible, meaning even though we know the adults are spreading the internal parasites through the manure, we would like to reduce those to a minimal level so that the baby calves that are out there grazing, their exposure to these internal parasites will be minimized. We're starting to see with certain internal parasites some major resistance, especially to the ivermectins or avermectins. And so things like make sure that the proper dose, we don't want to underdose because it's kind of like the insecticide ear tag. If we underdose an animal, the only internal parasites we're killing are those that are most susceptible. So doing that, really probably the best way to get beyond resistance and also improve the internal parasite control program is to use two different types of dewormers. So when you hear people say a white dewormer, that's an oral dewormer in combination with either an injectable or a topical dewormer. Using those two types of products will reduce resistance and increase the effectiveness of the deworming program.
Talking with a local veterinarian continues to be encouraged.
For any of these things, I would highly recommend that the producer talk to their veterinarian and say, you know, what products are best for us? What timing do you guys or gals recommend as we go forward?
That was K-State veterinarian in the diagnostic lab, Greg Handelcheck, as he discusses how to help prevent worms in cattle, but also how producers should treat their livestock for the best results. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stock futures pointed to a higher opening after the S&P capped its third losing week in a row on Friday. Stock prices have been shoved down by stubborn inflation numbers that have dimmed the hopes for interest rate cuts in the next few months. The NASDAQ composite took a 2% hit Friday, but the Dow Jones managed a 211-point gain to land at 37,986. The UAW is celebrating a big union win. 73% of the workers at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee have voted to join. It's the first time a southern factory owned by a foreign car company has unionized. Workers at a pair of Mercedes plants in Alabama vote next month on organizing as well. Falling sales and increased competition in the electric vehicle industry have Tesla cutting its car prices in the U.S., China, and Germany. Those reductions come after CEO Elon Musk reported that Tesla's global vehicle deliveries in the first quarter fell for the first time in nearly 4 years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.